The epistle for the vigil mass of the resurrection is taken from Colossians chapter 3. Brethren, if you be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Mind the things that are above, not the things that are upon the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ shall appear, who is your life, then shall you appear with him in glory. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 28. In the end of the Sabbath, when it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and coming, rolled back the stone and sat upon it. And his countenance was as lightning, and his raiment as snow. And for fear of him, the guards were struck with terror and became as dead men. And the angel answering said to the women, "Fear not you, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord was laid. And going quickly, tell ye his disciples that he is risen. And behold, he will go before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I have foretold it to you." Please be seated. My soul longs for thee, O God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Augustine had said that he would take no rest until he rested in thee, meaning our Lord Jesus Christ, meaning God, that he would take no rest in his life until he finally has that chance to rest in the beatific vision. As we mentioned in the baptismal promises, the Lenten penances, the rigors of Lent are over. And so during that time period, it should have been the echo of our soul. The same idea of not wanting to take any rest until we can rest in Almighty God. The quote that I gave to you at the very beginning comes from the Sicut Servus, something that we didn't have a chance for tonight. We didn't have the holy oils. After doing the Good Friday ceremony, I realized I missed the monks a lot more than just the holy oils. I missed their singing for that. But with that, we didn't have a chance for the physical singing of the Sicut Servus. But it doesn't hurt us then to reflect and see this beautiful hymn, this canticle that it is when we make the procession with the baptismal water. When we go back to the baptistry, the choir sings it. It's a canticle that speaks about an analogy between a deer longing for the running waters to drink, to quench his thirst, and then the soul that is longing for God. And so it makes this analogy for us of how the stag or the deer, it quenches its thirst, yes, with the water. But then for us, just as when we talked about with the Samaritan woman, of how she had the water from the well, and our Lord told her that he had water that would give her life everlasting. And so I had referenced that, I had mentioned about that, and I had even mentioned the Sicut Servus a bit. But then when you look at the canticle itself, and you see the true meaning behind it and what the church gives, it comes from the Psalms, Psalm 41. And so here you have King David that is mentioning this analogy for us, of giving this idea and giving this understanding that we thirst. It is the thirst of the soul for the living God. And as I mentioned, that should be the part of our life, of how we realize that this life is a mere stepping stone for the next. And that, yes, we will not take any rest until we reach heaven, until we see Almighty God. And that must be then the way that our soul works, that we do truly have this thirst for God. And that is why we sacrifice things, that is why we give up things. So therefore that we can see the beatific vision for all eternity. So just as the deer longs for the running waters, so the soul longs for Almighty God. A thirst for the living God. And it's something in making a parallel then with one of the seven last words of our Lord. As I mentioned in the short sermon on Good Friday, Sitio, how Almighty God, he thirsts for our love. And so now we see in the vigil service, in the Paschal vigil, of how then the church utilizes the same idea of thirst, of thirsting for God. So God thirsts for our love, and then therefore we thirst for Almighty God. I mean, it's a beautiful parallel to think about. Seeking God, like St. Augustine says, taking no rest until finally we rest in God. And that is where then you see, even with the Sicut Servus, it keeps that same note, the same theme. It says, when shall I go and behold the face of God? And so it's asking that question. So when? When will I be able to see God? And obviously we know once a soul dies in the state of grace, that they will have eventually that chance. They may have to spend some time in purgatory, but otherwise they will eventually see God. And so therefore they will be able to take their rest. Resting in the beatific vision. And I think it's something for all of us to consider and think about, of how this life is a valley of tears. We have our difficulties, our struggles, and just as I mentioned in the mission, we're sometimes asked to share in the passion, in the sufferings of our Lord, in order to sanctify the soul, in order to purify the soul, so therefore that it will be in heaven. And so these things are necessary for us. Necessary for us to undergo, necessary for us to be purified. And so therefore, yes, when will we see God? When God calls us. And it's interesting to see how in that canticle it goes on, my tears are my food day and night, as they say to me day after day, where is thy God? And so it gives the understanding of this valley of tears, the sufferings and the crosses that we will undergo in this life, these tears that we will have day and night. But there is with those the reminder to us that they have a purpose. They serve a purpose for us of telling us, where is thy God? It is behind all of these sufferings and these crosses, Almighty God is there for us. And so when you think about that, a beautiful hymn that is sung, the meaning behind it, the meaning that is given to us to grasp and to understand, that realizing that the hymns and the different parts of the church, they are there to elevate the soul, of bringing the soul closer to the contemplation of God. And so, yes, as the choir may sing that, and we hear the beauty of the hymn itself, think about then the words that are given to us, the meaning behind them, and what the church is trying to get us to grasp and to elevate the soul, of realizing that we are, yes, we are like that stag, we are like that deer drinking from the waters, we're quenching our thirst. And so we do, we quench our thirst through the sacraments. We quench our thirst through our contemplations, our meditations upon God, to help us to live a good life. And so it's much more to us than just a beautiful hymn. This beautiful hymn has beautiful words for us to think about and to strive for. And so let us pray that we are like this deer that goes to the hidden fountain. As I mentioned, that is, our Lord is this hidden fountain for us. And the waters of the hidden fountain are the graces that come and flow from his side. That is for us to contemplate and to think about. That is for us to grasp now in the beauty of the Easter time, this Paschal time that the liturgy is so beautiful for us to think about, that we must try to strive and to live the liturgy, that we read it, we understand it, we meditate upon it, and then we try to live it in our lives. And so therefore, I encourage you then to try to look at the different parts of, especially this Easter Mass, this first one and then also the one at dawn. The Masses of Easter that give us the understanding of our Lord's true, His resurrection has come. It is what we rejoice. The Alleluias are back, the Gloria is back in its full splendor, the ringing of the bells that were hidden from us from Holy Thursday on. All of these things out come out for us then to elevate the soul. And by elevating the soul, God willing, it will help us then to seek after Almighty God. So we too can be like St. Augustine, that we'll give ourselves no rest until we rest in Thee. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.